Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Fáilte rath ar aois on this Monday morning. Brenda Donoghue is on the streets of Dublin City this morning. Where are you, Brenda?
Well, I'm literally outside Arnott's Henry Street, between Arnott's and Next, where I thought it would be quiet.
Yeah.
But literally, as we spoke, Oliver, this beautiful parade came past.
Parade?
Of children from the inner city schools who walked through on their break with costumed Grinches and Santies and elves. And oh, it was just absolutely gorgeous. But I'm telling you, if you're coming shopping today, it is perfect conditions.
It is.
11 degrees, clear blue skies, and no rain, everybody.
Tell us who's there with you.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to start off with Lainey Mangan. And Lainey Mangan has been working the stalls. There are over 70 licensed stalls here between Henry Street and Moore Street. She's been working them for... What, your mother first then?
My mother started off. Well, actually, my grandfather was one of the first traders here on Henry Street more than 76 years ago, in fact. And then, obviously, it's heritage. So my mum has been here all her life. And now I'm here all my life. I'm 41 now on the 22nd of December. So 41 years standing on Henry Street.
All right. Well, look, Oliver is there. Oliver, very interesting. Lainey and myself were talking. We're talking about December the 8th.
Yes.
Like, she has huge memories of it. But... it's busier this morning on a Monday in Henry Street than normal. What are you thinking, Lainey?
It's exceptionally busy this morning. I'm actually quite surprised with the amount of people that is walking the street. It's really, really good for Henry Street. It's really, really good for the inner city. I'm going to say it's kind of doubled up from last Monday at least. I see all the country people are up as well, which is amazing. We love to see the country people. We love to see them coming up to Dublin, out of the sticks and up to us. it's looking amazing. Yeah, really excited today.
Can we talk cost of living? So your stall is Christmas jumpers, and I have a lovely one I just bought for you, Oliver. Thanks in advance.
Have you really? How would you know my size, Brenda, at this point?
I just guessed. Yeah. Extra. I won't say anything. It says
I googled you.
Extra.
It says I'm sexy and I snow it. But Lainey, cost of living is a factor. Are you seeing it on the streets this year?
Yeah, the cost of living is quite high, as everybody knows, and you could see people are shopping more on the stalls. People don't have the money to be going into shops and buying, you know, luxury items and stuff like that. And as I said to you earlier, my jumper's actually cheaper than pennies and stuff like that, which is amazing. I'm trying to keep the price as low as possible for the people to afford. It's affordable. They're €20. You know, it's not a big amount to ask. And you're going into these bigger shops where the cost is significant for people. They just can't afford it.
Now, before I let you go, will you give us a sales pitch, please?
Yes, I will, of course.
Okay, everybody stand back.
Okay, I'm
first
listening.
Of all, me shout out is Christmas jumpers, €20. And I'm telling you now, I will have a size for every person in Dublin City. Anybody that wants to come to me, I'm outside Ann Summers. Oliver, that's actually where I met you, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. No, we won't talk about it. Talk about it another time.
What did you buy in the end?
She's great. She didn't Google me very well. She thinks I'm shopping in Ann Summers.
Right, one more Christmas jumper.
Christmas jumpers, €20.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Good luck. Bye, Lainey. Is there anyone shouting?
Bye.
Is the wrapping paper still being announced?
Oh, yeah, the wrapping paper. Get your wrapping paper. Get your wrapping paper. Or you can get your kneecap T-shirts. Actually, I met a woman, and I want to give her a shout out. Her name is Caroline Gardner, and she's originally from Cavan, living in Clondalkin. She got up at 5 o'clock this morning, got the first bus out of Clondalkin into Henry Street at 6 o'clock to do her Christmas shopping. That is dedication.
Hey.
Well done, Caroline. Now, Alice Doyle, deputy leader of the IFA, the only person I could find who's deliberately to come up to shop on December the 8th. Well, Alice.
Hello, Oliver. How are you?
Good
I'm
morning.
Here with Brenda on Henry Street. And yes, I'm one of those cultures that Brenda referred to up here. I come up regularly on the 8th of December, maybe the Sunday before or after, because the tradition has changed a little bit schools are closed and people are working. But we try and get up here the 8th of December. And so the atmosphere is fantastic here this morning. And I did meet a few cultures, believe it or not, as well.
And did you come on your own?
I'm on my own this morning because I have to do a little bit of work later on in the day as well. So I'm getting a look around and having a look around and getting a few bits and pieces.
Well, I see you've bought your Christmas crackers. So
I did.
First job done.
I absolutely did. So crackers for crackers.
Yeah.
So that's what we have.
And what are your friends telling you? Are they? Is anyone doing the 8th of December as a tradition anymore among your friends and people you know?
Oh, they are, absolutely, Oliver. But it's just, it's changed a little bit. It's usually maybe the Sunday before or the Sunday after the 8th, unfortunately. Yeah. Because schools are open now on the 8th of December and people are working. So they can't travel up, you know, get away to travel up on the 8th. But, you know, in around the countryside too, a lot of people now go to their big shopping centres, which are in their county towns, you know. And whereas, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we would have come to the, you know, the big city stores and the big shopping centres to do our shopping. Because that's where we saw the Santi Grottos and all the razzmatazz, but now we get it in our rural towns, so people go there and support local as well. And we have, you know, a lot of people now have their own country markets to attend, our Christmas markets, which are lovely as well. So I'm looking at the stalls here along Henry Street, and we have something similar in rural Ireland too, where we have our Christmas pies and we have our veggies and fruit and all of that for sale as well.
And you must go
arts and crafts.
You must shop local as well, because that's the movement, isn't it? Shopping local, particularly in the last 5 or 6 years. Where else would you go for your Christmas outside of Dublin?
Well, Gorrie is my hometown and very a thriving good. Town, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And you can get everything you want in Gorrie as well. I don't know if you can get the €20 jumper that Lainey spoke about earlier. But having said that, we can get nearly anything we want as well. But the atmosphere is beautiful here in Dublin as well. I think the windows, shop windows, and fantastic, you know. And I have to give full marks to all of that.
And can we just mention the moving crib outside the Mansion House? That's the IFA. You want to say that?
That's part of my business. I said I was here on business, Oliver. Part of my business is to get up there today. I want to go up and see the crib. It was opened on Friday. We have the Sherlock family from Wicklow bring in the animals and bring them home every evening and mind them. So we have live animals up there. Fantastic attraction and great for city, you know, for city people and town people who are not used to being in touch with animals.
It's a lovely
every year
tradition.
We bring it up there every year and we're very proud of it. And we hope everybody will come and see it because it's absolutely beautiful.
Alice, thank you so much. Thank you. Can I just quickly put on Sarah? Because we have lots of shoppers who want to say hello, but we'll see how we go, Oliver.
Sure.
But Sarah, you're from Lucan. Thank you, Alice. Keep shopping. You're from Lucan.
Yep.
You're in with your two children.
I am, Sam and Lucy.
You're after taking a sneaky day.
Yes. Decided very last minute this morning we'd take a sneaky little trip into town. Took them out of school. Won't we'll have to. Hopefully, their teachers won't be listening.
Now, it's very interesting, Oliver, because I was talking to Sarah earlier, and you're a full-time carer.
Yes, I am.
Cost of living, money to spend this Christmas. Yes. You don't have it.
Yes. So obviously, there's a lot less kind of the government assistance packages for for Christmas this year.
The energy
so,
credits.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, and then there was the child benefit there was an extra child benefit last year as well isn't happening anymore. Watching it a lot closer this year, definitely.
And you love baking.
I do.
And that's gone out of your life.
Yeah, I haven't. Well, I know, yeah. It was one of the things I'd love to do at Christmas, but just with the price of butter, the price of chocolate. It's little things like that that kind of make Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know, that little bit more festive, doing your chocolate biscuit pudding cake and that kind of thing, but it'd be pressure.
It's just gone. It's gone over, hasn't it?
But
listen, Brenda, there's great atmosphere there, and lots of shoppers. And we'll check in with you again.
Yes, please do.
Enjoy yourself in the meantime.
To you later.
Thanks
so
much.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks so much. Bye, bye. In the meantime, slán. And we're going to take a break, aren't we? We have a great story. Great story for me, how a woman ended up farming right after these.
Email Oliver at rte.ie.